One of the most important lessons that I have learned as a result of engaging in mindfulness practice, and not only has there been a very life-affirming lesson learned, but this has also been, to me, one of the most important and formative benefits, or what sometimes is referred to as fruits of the practice. And it is very simple. And it's something that I could not have engineered or tried to force myself to do. But that benefit and that lesson has been, very simply put, that I'm going to think whatever I'm going to think. And for so many years, I was looking for a way out of having to pay any attention to whatever it was I was thinking, or I was very busy engaging with those thoughts and being very busy believing everything that I was thinking about what I was feeling and the thoughts that it generated. I never even knew that this was possible, and I was just reflecting a little bit earlier today about how I just happened to see myself in certain moments over the past few days. And this has been going on for years, and I have certainly recognized it over the years, but there was this freshness and newness to this realization that, as someone who has had their day ruined, and it's because I chose and was open to it being ruined by the thoughts that I was thinking, and I was really busy believing a lot of these thoughts and identifying as the person that is somehow victimized by these thoughts that I am that I'm engaging with and giving time and energy to. And for some reason today, just out of the blue, I found myself, you know, the past 2 or 3 days, as I had mentioned, having thoughts that came up, and these were not thoughts that I have been having habitually. They are just simply human responses to what's going on in my life. There's nothing unique about it. There's nothing that is even special about these thoughts. It's just that they are somehow the way my brain is responding to things that kind of, I'm trying to think of the right phrase for this, things in which I get caught in. If I have specific triggers, you know, emotional triggers, or there are certain things that cause me to have emotional reactions, or if I have really somehow put a lot of time and energy into believing that whatever it is that's happening in my life is happening, and that I know why it's happening. And not to say that sometimes it's not possible to know why it's happening, but in a lot of cases, I don't. And there's so much of this life that I don't know and don't understand, and have, as a result of engaging in this practice, have become more open to that, have become more comfortable about that. And again, this is available to anyone that engages in this practice. There is nothing special or unique about me whatsoever. I'm just simply a human being having thoughts that human beings have. Not to say that we all have the same thoughts, but in many cases, the experience of being a human being having these thoughts, there is some common ground there. And I can't speak for anyone else other than myself and for what people have shared with me over the years about this particular experience. It was just absolutely beautiful, and it was absolutely life-affirming. I wasn't doing anything special, and I suddenly just became aware that a few things that had occurred over the past 2 or 3 days brought about thoughts, and there was just this awareness of those thoughts. And somehow, even more importantly than the awareness of these thoughts, was this headspace or this room that has been cultivated as a result of engaging in this practice, and this recognition that I don't have to believe what I'm thinking just because I am the one thinking it. And there was something in terms of, and I don't really know how to use the right language for this because I don't know. There's so many different ways that this can be spoken of. There is this deeper heart space, you might say. Some people might say that. Some people might say a deeper consciousness, a different level of consciousness. There's so many different ways to be or to describe being in presence, simply being here, not busy being someone who's reacting to certain things, not investing a lot of time and energy in any specific identity or being a victim of certain things happening in life. But I was able to recognize that thoughts that I would normally have that would ruin my day, quote unquote, or that would really bring me down, that would, you know, cause me to sometimes respond to these things in a depressed manner. As someone who struggled with chronic depression most of my life, I don't want to be busy identifying as a person that's depressed, but at the same time, though, there are certainly markers for this as it being a medical condition. But I just recognized that it was as if, and it was not even as if, it was that these thoughts were happening. I wasn't trying to think them. I wasn't even doing anything that would cause me to want to react in a certain way. It was just the thought simply coming through. And I just had this recognition. And this may seem extraordinarily ordinary. There was no mountaintop moment. There was no, you know, stopping what I was doing to just have this, you know, huge moment of victory. It really wasn't like that. It was just this, I've been thinking some of these different thoughts and I'm not following any of them. I'm not chasing any of them. I'm not hanging on to them. And I'm not trying not to do these things, because I've learned over the years that the more I try not to do what I just said, I'm most likely going to do it, or I'm going to get really wrapped up in thinking about it or trying to resist it if I do. Sometimes I will hang on to these thoughts. Sometimes I will really get caught up in them. And for whatever reason, I just wasn't. And there again, this is something that is available to anyone who wants to pay attention to their thoughts and allow the space to be created where the thoughts can simply be witnessed. They can just simply occur. They are just part of the landscape of being a human being. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but that's what's coming up for me right now. And it is just this recognition that I can have these thoughts. And some of these thoughts were angry thoughts. Some of them were thoughts of frustration. Some of them were thoughts of feeling like I was being taken advantage of or taken for granted or whatever the case may be. And one of the things I love to refer to this as is, at least for me, there has been, as a result of paying attention to these thoughts day in and day out, and there's no way to force myself to have done this. It really was just a moment-to-moment proposition. I just chose to do that. In some moments, I got carried away with those thoughts and I was not present at all, and then simply took the opportunity, the gift of, that this practice provides, of being able to return back to the present moment and to be able to witness what it is that I'm doing to myself as a result of these various thoughts. And I find myself just completely grateful, completely moved by how I simply could have, you know, as what I was just referring to a minute ago, as these habitual thoughts, or what I call my greatest hits. These are some of the things that I have allowed myself to get caught in, you know, caught in and really wrapped up in, certain kinds of thoughts, certain kinds of emotional reactions. I can't say that this is this way for everybody, but I have had conversations with many, many people over the years that relay this same experience to me, that, you know, we have our quote-unquote greatest hits, those things that we keep getting caught in. And it was happening. And it was amazing that it was happening. I wasn't trying not to pay it, you know, I wasn't trying to not give any time and energy to them. But I was also, even more importantly than that, was not choosing to give time and energy to them. They were just happening. And there was this greater awareness that this is just my reality, is more than just what it is that I'm thinking. It's more than the emotions that I'm feeling. There's more to this. I can't say what that is. And it's not even a belief. It's just this deeper knowing that has come through, and it's available to anyone who takes this, who takes or makes this endeavors to pay attention and witness their thoughts. And to me, it is beautiful to think that I could just simply be in this moment and those thoughts happen. And I recognize that it really didn't change anything at all. It was just as if I don't remember thinking this necessarily, but there was just this recognition, oh, those are just thoughts. Those are thoughts. And yes, sometimes there is a temptation to grab a hold of them and to give time and energy to them and to perpetuate them unnecessarily through believing what I was thinking, whatever those thoughts were. And I also want to say, lastly, as I just said that, believing what I was thinking, it allowed me to recognize that I don't even know for sure that I'm the one choosing to have these thoughts. Now, this isn't about placing blame elsewhere or not being accountable. What I mean by that is I simply don't know why these thoughts happen. I don't know why they happen to occur. They just happen to occur in my brain or in my head, so to speak. And just because that happens doesn't mean that I have to react the same way over and over again in the self-defeating manner, in a manner that is really unloving and not really kind or gentle to myself. And it's okay to have these and not do these things. It's okay to just simply let them pass and to go on about my day, however I'm feeling, whatever it is that I'm doing. It can just simply unfold and it can simply happen. And just to be able to recognize that these thoughts do not define completely my reality in any way, shape, or form. I acknowledge that I have these thoughts, and I have no idea if I'm doing anything to cause these thoughts to occur. The only thing I can do is to keep coming back here to the present moment and experiencing whatever I'm experiencing, not trying to find the answer, not trying to solve the mystery, but simply allowing this mystery to unfold as it does. These thoughts will simply come and go, but I don't necessarily have to understand them. But at the same time, what I also don't want to do is I don't want to suffer unnecessarily. There's simply no need to do that. And I know that if I allow myself to not suffer needlessly, and it's not even about allowing myself, it's just being open to it, that I can hopefully be there more effectively for other people. I can discharge my responsibilities in the world, my obligations and responsibilities to other people, and to be as accountable as I can possibly be and to be as responsible as I can possibly be. And for many years, that was a struggle, and I wasn't up to the task. I was not able to do that. I wasn't able to even really give myself fully over to life and be out in the world without getting in my own way. I still am not there yet, but I have recognized that through engaging in this practice, there has been this sense of being more alive, being more in life, being more connected with other people, being more engaged in whatever it is that I need to be doing at the time. And that ranges, all kinds of things that are happening and that I am doing. And one of those things is simply being here. And one of my teachers always said and continues to say that being here is the point. And I definitely fully agree. And it's not even a rational way of agreeing. It's simply this deep knowing that that's really ultimately what this is all about for me and for many people that I've spoken with.